Back in April, which seems like years ago, we asked you to tell us how your family was dealing with being cooped up at home. It'd been a week or two since schools had closed. Well, since schools across the state are beginning to open their doors, we wanted to play this segment again to kind of remind us where we used to be. And there's a reason why I want to share it. This segment includes my very favorite interview I've ever done on Idaho Matters. I think you'll know why at the end. This first clip I want to play is from the Fry family. Vanessa and Jason Fry have come up with a pretty smart way to get their kids focused to start the day, and the whole family seems to love it.
Hey, Millie, tell me what Dad is doing in the morning to get us going while we're kind of stuck inside.
Well, we're doing Ninja Warrior warm-up.
Ninja Warrior warm-up? What's that, Jay?
It's a warm-up for ninjas in the morning, and it gets people going, the little bodies going, so that their minds can get going, and just a start to the day, a kickoff, so that they can learn and so that they can get a little bit of energy out and get their bodies moving and their brains moving.
Liv, what's your favorite movement in Ninja Warrior warm-up?
The one where you go like
The punching?
Yes.
Nice. So, what do you like best about Ninja Warrior warm-up?
It starts my mind when I get up in the morning.
Awesome. So, that's what the Fry family's doing. We've been broadcasting it on Zoom. We've got a little bit of a following, and 9:15 a.m.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, some kids may not be doing the Ninja Warrior warm-up, but for some kiddos like sixth grader Jada, they're really actually starting to miss their friends.
Being at home is definitely fun in some ways, like being in the backyard and getting outside more, realizing that I'd rather be outside than be inside on my phone, and rather be doing arts and crafts and trying to become more creative is definitely a good thing about this whole pandemic. I never realized I'd actually would miss school, because we always think school is kind of like this boring thing, or we say it's not fun, but then when you think about it, you realize, wow, you actually get to see your friends physically face-to-face every single day. And being able to see your friends every day is like its own little gift itself and our own little joy of day.
And now we have Erin Lords. Not only does she have homeschooling experience to share, she wants parents to think about everything that education can mean for students. Here's what she had to say.
Education doesn't stop with just curriculum they find in the school. I'm teaching my kids, you know, dinner and meal preparation. They each are taking turns doing dinners. You know, there's a lot of life skills that sometimes we don't think to teach our children. Be teaching your kids right now those things, because you have all this time at your hands to do so.
Okay, so this got me thinking, what do my kids really think about being home all day long with me as I try to work? So guess what? Joining me live for the very first time in our home office turn studio is my son, Joey. Joey, welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
So, hey, tell me what your favorite thing has been so far about being home.
My favorite thing, probably taking a break of school and then going out and playing basketball.
Yeah. So you have been back in school, though, for almost two weeks now, but we've been doing it at home.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things you've been learning here at home school?
Pretty much the same that I do at school.
Really?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite subject so far?
My favorite subject so far? Probably phonics.
Maybe? Yeah. What is your least favorite subject?
My least favorite subject? My least favorite subject? Math.
Math. So who teaches the subjects better? Your teacher, your real teacher at school, or mom or dad? Be honest.
Well,
your teacher.
My teacher.
I think so. Has there been something hard about being home? Like something tough?
I kind of miss my friends.
Yeah? Because you see, you saw your friends. Who was your? Because you have one friend in particular who you would hang out with all the time and play basketball at school.
Henry?
Yeah, you and Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to not see your friends?
Mm, kind of.
Yeah. How has it been being home cooped up all day long with mom and dad and your big brother?
Good.
It's been good?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So have you picked up any new hobbies? Are you doing anything different than you did when you were at school all day long?
Probably using more electronics.
You weren't supposed to tell people that. You were supposed to keep that to yourself. What? Go ahead.
What?
Oh. Oh, I go?
Yeah.
Oh, did you want to ask me any questions?
No.
No? So have I been an okay teacher so far?
Yeah, you've been a good teacher, mostly dad.
Mostly dad's been a good teacher?
Yeah. You've been a good teacher for Ben. Dad's been a good teacher for me.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And what's dad doing that you like when it comes to teaching school?
Probably sitting there with me and explaining to me the directions.
Yeah, dad can explain things well, can't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you like being home a lot like this?
Kind of.
What do you like about it?
What do I like about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably that it's way bigger than our classroom and that the table is way bigger so I can put like a bunch of work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that, that's pretty much it. Those two things I just said.
Yeah. And then what about things like recess? Are you still getting recess?
Yeah.
What's recess looking like?
Pretty much like at school, but not with Henry, but with my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are you playing at recess?
Horse.
Oh yeah. Who wins?
Me.
Yeah. You better at basketball than your dad?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to going back?
And I'm better at the Xbox than him.
Well, who do you think is better at the Xbox, you or mom?
Me. But my dad is pretty good.
Is he?
At least he knows how to run up the court and my mom doesn't.
Your mom's useless on the Xbox, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Stick with texting.
I will stick with the electronics that I'm good at. Are you looking forward to going back to school?
Yep.
Yeah? Do you hope you get to go back before the end of the school year?
No.
Oh, you happy to be here?
Yeah.
Okay, I have one question for you. Is lunch better here or at school?
Well, I don't really eat here, so...
Yes, you do, me food.
No,
you?
I don't. Well, I eat, but, like, I eat here, but, like, pretty much I haven't been eating that much.
Oh, okay. I mean, we want people to know that we feed you.
Yeah. I got food in my stomach.
Okay, good.
Just not a lot of food.
Okay, so is that because the food at school is better?
Well, no.
Okay.
I'm just not that hungry.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see. I think those are all of my questions. What do you think? Oh, they can hear you even when you whisper.
Oh, all right.
Yes, do you want to go play the Xbox?
Yeah.
Okay, but there's a 20-minute limit. And guess what? Joey is back live with me one more time today as you get ready to go back to school and start third grade. How are you feeling about that?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Joseph, answer the question. How do you feel about going back to school?
Think about my life thoughts.
Your life thoughts?
Yeah.
What are they?
No idea.
Well, so are you looking forward to school this year?
Kind of.
And what's it been like? You've been home now for 5 months. Has mom been a good, I've been like a camp counselor. I've had to work all day, but I've had to like cook and keep you occupied. What kind of grade would you give me? Be honest.
F minus?
Holy cow. Is there anything that I did well?
One thing.
What?
Texting.
Texting. We spent some good time together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? So what do you think this school year is going to look like? As you know, you go back this week.
Well, of course, Mr. Spear and Mrs. Moody retired.
Oh, so no music this year.
Yeah, and we got a new... Of course, we have Mrs. Moody and Mr. Speary all for 3 years. And then now we had a new music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But no music this year. No music this year.
Yeah, and no art this year. But has it been hard to be home like this? Because I think it's been hard for a lot of kids and a lot of families.
The only hard thing for me was probably about losing the Xbox for 1 month, and I'm still going.
Yes, you did lose it for 1 month, and you're not getting it back until September 4th, because this is what happens when we don't make good decisions sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, Mom?
Yes?
For your birthday, it's coming up soon, and you're always saying, you know what you should be thinking about? And we're like, what? And you're not my birthday.
You're right, because my birthday's in a week. Joey, thanks so much for coming and talking to Mom on the show again. Mm-hmm. And you know what? To all of the parents out there navigating this back-to-school landscape today, you know what? We want to hear from you. What are you concerned about when it comes to school and the pandemic? How are you making these tough decisions? Because they are tough, man. We are making them here in our house. We would love to hear from you. Can you send us a voice memo? Use your smartphone.
Yeah.
Here's the email address, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And we might use it on the show. Again, that email address, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Yes, Joey. We have 20 seconds.
The parents are nervous about taking their kids back to school because... I don't know what I said. All right, peace out, peeps.
I want to thank you all for joining us today on Idaho Matters. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a really good rest of your day.